Last week, Pastor was telling me about weddings, and at weddings you wear really special clothes, don't you, Aiden? You put on your best clothes. Well, today I want to tell you about a little girl who was very excited because she was going to a wedding. A little girl called Sarah, she's 5 years old, and she's really excited because she's just bought a new dress, a beautiful white new dress to wear to the wedding. So at the morning of the wedding, she's going to put her dress on, and she's so excited. She hasn't worn this dress before. She's really excited about it. She puts on a nice cardigan to go with it. And there. How lovely. She's all ready to go to the wedding. And they're about to leave the house, and Mummy's going to tell, just wait a minute, Sarah. I want you to promise me one thing. If you're wearing that dress today, you are not allowed to drink any blackcurrant squash. So if you drink some blackcurrant squash and you spill it and it goes on your dress, it will stain it and spoil it. So I want you to promise me one thing. Don't drink any blackcurrant squash today. So Sarah said, okay, Mummy, I promise I won't drink any blackcurrant squash. I don't want to spoil my new dress. So later on at the wedding, they've had the service, and Sarah's feeling really thirsty. So she goes looking for a drink. And in this room, there's a big table full of food and drink. And she thought, oh, I'll see if I can find something that I can drink. She looks at the drink table. Oh, there's lots of things on the table. So she looks at the first one. Ugh, tea and coffee. Ugh, she doesn't like tea and coffee. She looks at the next one. Ugh, what's that? She's not going to drink that. That looks disgusting. Well, what is there to drink? Oh, and then she spots it. A big jug of blackcurrant squash. Right at the end of the table. Oh, I like blackcurrant squash, she thought. But Mummy told me I wasn't allowed to drink blackcurrant squash today. Oh, but I'm so thirsty. She looks around. She can't see Mummy anywhere. She does something very, very naughty. She turns around so no one can see her. And she starts to pour out a big glass of blackcurrant squash. She puts it into her cup and she drinks it. Oh, that was really nice. And she's got away with it. Nobody saw at all. What happened? I've spilled it all down my dress. She didn't even notice she did it. What's she going to do now? Oh no. Mummy's going to find out. She gets her cardigan. She covers it up. And she's so scared that Mummy's going to find out what she's done. So all through the wedding she's feeling really miserable and really scared. No one can see it, but she knows it's there, and she's really scared about it. So on the way home, she thinks up a little plan for what she's going to do when she gets home. She knows the only way you can get rid of a stain is to wash it. So she thinks, I know, when I get home, when Mummy goes upstairs for something, I'll run to the washing machine and I'll put it in the washing machine and Mummy will never know. No, well, we'll see, won't we? So she goes inside and she sees her opportunity. Mum goes up the stairs. So she runs to the washing machine. She takes her dress off. She puts it in the washing machine. She shuts the door. Nothing happens. Oh, what am I going to do now? I know. Maybe she needs to turn one of those knobs. So she turns on the knobs, press some buttons, and nothing's happening. Sarah doesn't know how to use the washing machine. She's only 5 years old. Mummy's never taught her how to use the washing machine before. Oh no! She's got a stained dress and it needs to be washed. And she wants to wash it clean, but she can't do it herself. What's she going to need to do? What does she have to do now? Any ideas? Matthew, what does she need to do?
Ask for help.
She needs to go and tell Mummy. Well done, Joshua. She needs to go and tell Mummy. What's Mummy going to look like when she tells Mummy, is she going to look really happy, or is Mummy going to look really unhappy? What do you think, Alison? You think unhappy? What do you think, Bethany? Unhappy. Well, she goes to Mummy, and she gets the dress. She hands the dress to Mummy and says, Mummy, I disobeyed you, and I did what you told me not to do, and I had some blackcurrant squash, and it went all over my dress, and now it's spoiled. Mummy looks like this. But then she goes, well, Mummy, I'm so, so sorry. Please forgive me. I want my dress all made clean. Please put it in the washing machine for me because I can't do it myself. So Mummy looks like this now. Mummy's really unhappy that she disobeyed her, but she's really happy that she came over and told him. She doesn't want to cover it up anymore. So Mummy says, of course I'll forgive you. So she takes the dress. Mummy puts it in the washing machine and the dress all gets washed clean and the stain completely goes. And Sarah's so happy because because that stain's all been washed away. She doesn't have any secrets anymore that she has to hide. She feels so happy. Now, we've all spilt something on ourselves before, haven't we? And I'm sure you've all stained your clothes before with something. But do you know, the Bible tells us that when we disobey God and we do things that makes God unhappy, that's sin and that stains us. Sin stains us on the inside. It stains a really horrible dark red colour. And that stain can't come out. And it makes us really unhappy when we do wrong things. And we really worry that someone's going to find out. Do you know, that stain can't stay there. It needs to be washed clean. But we can't wash it clean ourselves. Just like Sarah couldn't use the washing machine, we can't wash away that stain ourselves. Who's the only person, do you think, that can wash away that stain of sin? Bethany? Jesus, God, well done, perfect, well done. Do you remember, what did Sarah need to do to get that dress clean? Wash it, but could she do it herself? So what did she need to do? Good, she needs to ask, didn't she? And so if we've got that, we know that we've got that stain of sin inside, we need to go to God and we need to say, I'm so sorry, I disobeyed you and I've done wrong things, but please, I really want that stain washed away. And I want it washed away completely. Please do it for me. Because you know, God's unhappy when we sin, but he's so happy when we come to him and we tell him what we've done and ask for forgiveness. So Jesus will, he'll wash away that stain completely. It's all clean again. And you know, when that happens, you'll be really, truly happy. Okay, well done for listening.